bring your Christmas gifts. Something that I'd never, ever thought about. What happens in war when Christmas comes around? Well, certainly back in World War One in 1914, it was very different. Matt McLaughlin is one of Australia's best war historians, founder of Battlefield Tours. We talked to him on a regular basis. So they downed guns and did what exactly, Matt?
Well, g'day, Steve. Yes, it's probably the last time of the year we'll get to talk about these things, but a good one to end on. Hopefully a little bit of humanity in the middle of all the horror of the First World War. So this only applied in the first Christmas of the First World War, so in December 1914, and in some parts of the line on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, they did put down their weapons and various levels of fraternisation occurred. So it might have simply been a no-firing policy where for the day they wouldn't shoot at each other, all the way up to enemies actually meeting in no man's land and exchanging gifts. So quite a remarkable
gee, you'd have to be trusting, though, wouldn't you? You spent the previous 3 months trying to kill a bloke on the other side of the trench and then suddenly you put a bit of holly in your hair and walk up out of the trench and say, g'day, mate.
Yeah, I agree. The first bloke to stick his head above the parapet, literally stick his head above the parapet and not get shot at was a pretty brave bloke. But it's really interesting because I think what we're mostly talking about is the British and French troops and the German troops on the Western Front. And a lot of the Christmas traditions that we know about actually started in Germany. So Christmas trees and a lot of Christmas carols. And so I think that there was a real feeling from the Germans that Christmas was something that should have been celebrated, and the Allied troops responded.
That was 1914. It changed by the time the Australians got there, though. So you get fast forward to 1916, and one of my one of the great Australian heroes, Charles Bean, he wrote that at the hour when it was thought probable the Germans would be sitting down to their midday feast, every gun of the British 4th and 5th Armies fired two rounds at the points where the enemy's troop and staff might be gathering.
Yeah, I think it's reflective of how the war had changed. Another important thing about 1914, the first year of the war, is that everyone had this feeling that the war would be over by Christmas. We've heard this expression so many times, and it's what people told their loved ones when they joined the army, and, you know, we'll get through this thing quickly and be home in time for Christmas. So when Christmas rolled around in 1914, it carried extra significance. But by Christmas 1915, and especially by 1916, the illusions have completely evaporated, and any thoughts that they may have had of camaraderie with their enemy and those sorts of things have gone out the window. And so you're right about that quote from Bean. And I also read one from a British soldier in 1915 who was told, his men were told on Christmas Eve, no fraternizing with the enemy. And he said, there was no chance of that. We actually snuck out of the no man's land and caught a bunch of Jerry's laying barbed wire and we laid into them with the machine guns. So that was their Christmas present from us. So I think after a year of fighting and then 2 years and then obviously 3 and 4 years of fighting, the camaraderie between enemies had certainly died away.
And I presume, Matt, that when you talk about conflicts since World War One, and given the sophistication of the weapons as they got more and more sophisticated, Christmas Day would just be any other day.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been something that obviously in Christian nations it's been commemorated and armies recognise the importance of having a break from just perpetual horror. So Christmas has often been celebrated by troops around the world. But I think the First World War was unique in a number of ways. Firstly, the enemies were not too different. The Germans and the British and French were all fairly similar, from similar backgrounds, shared similar beliefs. But also just the proximity. In the First World War, they were literally 100 metres apart in the battlefield. So there was the opportunity then to actually see your enemy up close and to fraternise with him. In other conflicts and other wars, there simply wasn't that opportunity, even if you had the inclination, which I think many people didn't. So I think it was it's a fascinating chapter of history because it was almost unique. The circumstances that made it happen were almost unique to that place and time on the Western Front in 1914.
And you can't imagine the Russians are going to let up on Ukraine come Christmas time, and the Ukrainians have got to keep up their garb. We spoke to one of the Ukraine politicians yesterday, Kira Rudik, and she said it's getting worse, the missile attacks on their infrastructure, particularly electricity, gas and water. So there'll be no Christmas break there, you wouldn't think.
No, it's a horrendous situation, isn't it? And I think one that we felt that we'd left in the past, this idea of land wars in Europe. Just a horrendous situation. So, I mean, I think all we can do is hope that going into 2023, we see some sort of relief for the poor Ukrainians.
As we go toward 2023, you've still got some great tours available for people who have an interest like I do in military history. Anzac Day. Whereabouts? Western Front, Gallipoli, Kokoda, Hellfire Pass, or all of them?
Yeah, all those places. It's been really busy. 2022 was a bit of a transitionary year for people getting back into the way of travelling after COVID, but 2023 is looking very busy. So it's really wonderful to see that Australians have been keen to visit the battlefields and haven't lost that desire to go over there and walk the ground, and we're just really grateful that we get to do that with people. It's looking very busy, all those places you mentioned for Anzac Day, and then our regular tours throughout the year. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing that I get to do, walking the ground and showing these battlefields to people. A really special experience, and it's great. We're going to be doing more and more of that in 2023.
And you've got a new one, Battle Tactics on the Western Front?
Yeah, this one's really exciting. We had feedback that people wanted to explore the battlefields in a bit more detail. So it's a walking tour where we get out and actually follow specific battalions across battlefields. Gee. So it's a really, it's not overwhelming, but it just studies it in more detail. It tells the stories of the men on the ground, a lot of walking, getting the boots muddy, and getting out there walking in the footsteps of the men on the Western Front. So that's really exciting. In October next year, it's going to be a great trip.
So that's out of Paris, October 2023. Weather's still pretty good in October. It won't be, you know, warm, but it won't be cold and wet and snowy either.
Yeah, it's a good time, because the main reason we picked October is that there's no crops in the fields generally at that time. The farmers have done all their harvesting and are preparing for winter, so the fields tend to be empty, so you can get out and walk the ground. And there's a right to roam, they call it in France, where you're allowed to cross farmers' paddocks as long as you're not causing any damage. So it means we can get out and actually walk across the battlefields in the footsteps of those men. It's going to be extraordinary. It's a unique tour, and we're really excited.
I urge anybody to actually look up Matt McLaughlin's battlefield tours, because they are sensational. If you've got any interest at all in the history, and I can tell you, having done it with battlefield tours in Gallipoli and the Western Front, the feeling you have when you're walking that ground where so many young Australians lost their lives is quite sobering. Thank you very much, Matt. Thanks for your help this year. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve. Merry Christmas.
Good on you, Matt McLaughlin from Battlefield Tours.
Thanks for listening to this Australia Today podcast. For more of the news that affects you, download the Listener app and search Australia Today. Listener.